Chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. The revelation of St. John the Divine is a manual of spiritual development, teaching the great art of scientific prayer, and not, as so many believe, a cryptic prophecy of future world events. The word apocalypse or apocalypsis means to unveil, disrobe, reveal, or uncover. The revelation of St. John the Divine means God revealing himself as man. If you sit still, relax, let go, and then mentally divest yourself of your body, name, nationality, race, environment, family, etc., what are you? You will say, I am invisible, mind and spirit. This is what the book of Revelation is talking about. You are really invisible. You cannot see your mind, thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and convictions. Neither can you see the feeling of love, faith, joy, or enthusiasm. You are living with your thoughts, dreams, aspirations, longings, and imaginings. You are not living in your body. Your body lives in you as an idea. The purpose of the apocalypse is to unveil man and reveal to him the presence of the indwelling God. This is the magnificent and glorious purpose of this book of the Bible. In the following pages, you will receive all the significant highlights of the principal or key verses as given in my classes and public lectures. The first verse says, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants." The word Jesus is an ancient name for the sun, which was a symbol of the light or the presence of God within man. In other words, Jesus means I am, or pure being, the ancient name for God. The word Christ is a title and means consecrated or anointed. It corresponds to the Hebrew word Messiah or Savior. The term Christ is the spiritual truth about any person or thing. Your I am is the Christ or the solution to any problem, and when you say I am, you are announcing the presence of God within you, which is your Christ or Savior, because your realization of God is your salvation or the solution to your problem. The words salvation and solution are used synonymously. In the language of the Bible, you are Jesus Christ in action when you become aware of the fact that your I am-ness is God, and whatever you affix to I am, you become. Paul says, "Know ye not that Jesus Christ is within you, except ye be reprobates?" In psychological language, Jesus Christ means the harmonious and synchronous interaction of your conscious and subconscious minds. When you unite true ideas with true feelings, you are Jesus Christ in action. Your knowledge of the functioning of your own mind is your Savior. In other words, man himself is your own Savior. To illustrate how you become Jesus Christ in action, I said to a woman who complained about being lonesome to affirm frequently, like a lullaby, the following: I am loved, appreciated, and wanted. She repeated this affirmation until her mind was saturated with the truth of that which she affirmed. Then the answer came in the form of the ideal companion who harmonized with her in every way, consummating in marriage. Every faculty of your mind is a servant. Your thoughts, mental pictures, and emotions are your servants. You are in charge, and you can command your thoughts to do your bidding and bring forth your desire. You are John being initiated into the wonders of your higher self. The moment you mother any idea or desire, it will come forth into manifestation. For the time is at hand. The time is always at hand. It is now. In God,